Are you looking to? Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about looking to the Lord and His strength. Psalms 3:1-3, the New American Standard Version. Lord, how my enemies have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God, Selah. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. Daughter, look to me. As I am bowed low with my head hung down, waiting, expecting my Lord to come, he bends down to reach me, gently cradles and lifts my face in his hands. He speaks, "Daughter, look to me." This is a time of uncertainty, a time of trusting, a time of waiting. Psalm 105:4. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Micah 7:7. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Looking to my Lord and drawing from His strength, I can only focus with both eyes on one place. Looking anywhere else brings blurred vision and nausea. In this time of waiting for healing and restoration, a lesson comes. I need to focus and look to the Lord and His strength and seek His face always. Only looking to the Lord for healing and restoration. Focusing elsewhere leads to anxiety about the outcome. So I choose to place my eyes upon the Lord and place my faith in Him. Many years ago, a blind man named Bartimaeus cried out for Jesus of Nazareth who was passing by. He cried out, and the crowd sternly told him to be quiet, but he cried out louder to get the attention of Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus had faith in Jesus of Nazareth. What happened is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Listen to this record from verses 49 through 52. And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the man who was blind, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up, he is calling for you." And throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And replying to him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man who was blind said to him, "Rabboni, I want to receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and began following him on the road. During this time of waiting to regain my sight, I choose to look to the Lord, placing my faith and trust in the healing power of Jesus. Hebrews 13:8 states, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in God's word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, I trusted and he saved my soul. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in God's word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Friend, let's come to our Heavenly Father with thanksgiving and praise. Thank you, Father, for your gift of healing. We praise you, the Almighty God, who heals our diseases and strengthens us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who pardons all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, and who crowns me with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies my years with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Father, you are so good. As we walk this journey of life, may we continue to look to you, Father, and your strength, and seek your face always. To you, Father, be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth about looking to the Lord for his strength and trusting for his healing today.